Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, Jeff Affleck is here with us, and he's going to talk about how you can use a book to build your holistic practice. And he's got tons of information. I can't wait to get Jeff on the show. But first, I always want to take a moment to give a shout out to all of you, to tell you how much I appreciate all of you taking time out of your busy day to share with me here on the show. I am so honored that I get to reach out to people every week and share fantastic guests like I am today. Now, I've often said this, but I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world and leave your mark. Now, perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And remember that I put links to the guests that I have today and links to connect with me, and there's always a free gift for you. All of that's on the show page, so be sure you check that out. Now, allow me to introduce Jeff Affleck to you. Jeff is passionate about personal transformation and online marketing. He's a guide for self-help authors, coaching them to write and launch number one best-selling books ranging from Kindle ebooks to New York Times bestsellers. Jeff is the number one best-selling co-author of 5 books, including Enlightened bestseller, 7 Keys to Creating a Successful Self-Help Book. And he's the creator of the eBook Bestseller Bootcamp, an online course for aspiring authors. Jeff also helps heart-centered entrepreneurs leverage and monetize their message by managing their book launches, their marketing funnels, and their online launches. Jeff has an MBA from York University in Toronto, Ontario. He was born in Melbourne, Australia, and he now lives with his wife and 7-year-old daughter in Canada's Vancouver Island, where he enjoys sailing, yoga, and skiing. Join me now in welcoming Jeff to the show. Well, welcome, Jeff. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share with all of us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, sure, Bonnie. I'm glad to be here.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with all of us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So as you know, and perhaps your listeners know now, that what I do for people is help them to create books. And particularly, I work with people who are in the self-help and personal development, health, spirituality, relationships, those things that make lives better. So my clients are people who've got message to share, special expertise and knowledge, and they you know, want to reach as many people as they can with that knowledge. And you know, you asked me how I got into this business. I would say it was about 10 years ago. Let me back up. 10 years ago, my wife and I were looking for answers to a problem that we had. And every good self-help book solves a problem for people, right? So our problem was money. We were looking at how to better manage our money, how to make more money. We seemed to have money and then blow through it. And we seemed to hit this income ceiling. So we went looking in the bookstore for answers. And we read a number of different books. You probably heard of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the book by, the one that talked about the latte factor, David Back's book, and so on. And these were great starters. And then we came across this other book by T. Harv Eker called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Have you heard of that one?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Yeah. And this is where I got introduced to the power of a book for growing a business, because inside that book, in fact, right on the front cover, there was one of those bursts, those almost looks like a sticker, and it said, two free tickets to a Millionaire Mind seminar valued at $2,590. I remember the exact amount inside the book. So you bought the book, you got the tickets. Mm-hmm. I said to my wife, this is too good to be true. She said, we're buying the book anyway. So we bought the book. A month later, we went to Vancouver in Canada and went to this three-day seminar. And I went very closed, thinking this was going to be a pitch fest. They were going to be, you know, trying to sell us all this stuff. And they were. I was absolutely right. And as that weekend unfolded, I watched people running to the back of the room, buying various courses and books and money jars and so on. And I became a believer. I saw the power of the book to build this man's business. I estimated that they did between $1 and $2 million at the back of the room that 3-day weekend. And on the third day when they made the big offer, guess who was the first guy at the back of the room waving his credit card? I invested $18,000 that day and on a package of about 10 courses and training and life coaching and so on. And it was the best investment I ever made. I got a return on that investment, tangible return, at least 10 times over. And it was a turning point for me, Bonnie, because as I said, I realized the power of a book. Without the book and without the marketing of that book, I would not have attended that seminar, would never even heard of it. And it would not have changed my life or the life of thousands of people who've been to his events. So that was really how I got into this.
Wow, that's an amazing story. And I've heard stories like that before, because I so agree with you that, you know, starting with that book, I mean, there's credibility there. It's just when people say, you know, oh, you have a book, and it's like their eyes light up, and it's like an accomplishment. And it is, because it's not easy. I know working with someone like yourself, it is easier, but you know, it's still some work.
So, absolutely.
You know, you say that every holistic entrepreneur should write a book. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Well, I think it really boils down to this, that as you said, it's the ultimate business card. I call a book the ultimate marketing tool. Mm-hmm. And I believe that if your mission is to help people improve their lives in some way, then you must have a book. You must. Whether you're a healer, a therapist, a spiritual teacher, a health practitioner, business coach, financial advisor, whatever it is, if you're in that helping profession and you haven't published a book, then you need to. Because a book, and particularly today, in today's digital age, a book can bring you new leads, new clients, and new income, you know, every single day of the month, and even, you know, even really while you're sleeping. And it's really a matter of knowing how to leverage the book, because there's a difference between publishing a book and leveraging it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, new authors, publish the book. Maybe they have a little bit of initial success, and then the book goes into what I call the Amazon doldrums. You know, no one buys it. It's ranked at 2 million and that's that. They still get to say they're a best-selling author, which is great. You know, they have the credibility, and maybe they're selling the book at the back of the room or at their practice or whatever. But knowing how to leverage that book is the key, because if you do that right, you know, you can get more speaking engagements. If you're running workshops or events, it can help you to fill the workshops. It also gives you something to sell. It can help you build your email list, grow your social media following. Of course, you can generate royalties from your book, whether it's an ebook, a print book, an audio book, a foreign translation of your book. It can help you land high-end clients. I know for myself, I've co-authored 5 books, each of them a bestseller. And without the first one, I certainly wouldn't have been able to work with some of the high-end clients that I've had over the past few years. Having a book can help you build relationships and alliances with other people in your industry that you can partner with to co-market and co-brand your products and programs. So I just feel like it's the foundation for everything that you're doing from a marketing perspective in your business or your practice.
Mm. And you know, that is so true. And I hear from people, and maybe you do too, that, okay, well, you know, what do I have to say? You know, what, you know, it's that imposter syndrome, right? It's like, well, who am I to write a book? You know, how do you respond to that when people, you know, say something like that to you?
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. I hear that all the time, but you know, everyone has something to share. You know, everyone is an expert in something, has some knowledge or has a story. So many people, so many of your listeners have overcome something in their lives. You know, they've had some sort of adversity and they've worked through it. And as the result of working through that, they've learned something. They've developed a set of principles or guidelines that could help others facing that same situation to work through it. Or maybe they've had some specialized training and that's something that they could write about. I think as holistic practitioners and entrepreneurs, if you look at it very, very simply, we all have solutions to problems that people have, right? Mm-hmm. You know, everyone who's listening to this show is doing something in their professional life that helps people to solve specific problems in their life. And whether those be helping people overcome something that's causing them pain, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain, you know, it could be like, a chiropractor who's helping people overcome physical pain, or a therapist or an energy worker, someone like that who's helping people work through some sort of physical or emotional pain. And at the same time as removing something that's not wanted in someone's life, you're bringing something into their life that they do want. So think back to Harv Eker. He was helping people remove the pain of struggle, financial struggle, and bringing them there to an aspired state of abundance and wealth. And so that's why people read books. So what your listeners want to ask themselves is, you know, what problem do you solve for people? And could you break that problem down into five simple steps or seven keys or a three-step process or something, a set of principles that could help people to, get rid of something that they want in their life or create something in their life that they aspire to.
I so totally agree with you, Jeff, because there's so many people out there, especially if they're in the helping profession or they're holistic, you know, entrepreneur, they are sitting on a gold mine of information that they have, and they don't really even realize it because it's maybe just even second nature to them. But there's much value in what everyone has. And I'm a fan of repurposing what you've got into a book.
Oh, absolutely.
So now you talked a little bit earlier about ebook, you know, the digital age and how ebooks have really opened the door for a lot more opportunity. Mm-hmm. What's your take on doing an ebook versus a print book, or should people do both?
Yeah, great. I've seen, you know, worked with many people, and I've seen people come into the publishing path. They call it the publishing path at different points. And I'd say that there's really three possible entry points into publishing a book. One is with an ebook. Mm-hmm. The second one would be a printed book, which is generally bigger than an ebook in terms of word count. An ebook might be 10,000 words, a print book might be 50, 60, 70,000 words. And then the third entry point is where someone comes in and they get an agent and a publisher, you know, a New York publisher and a big check and lots of media attention and a bestseller in that way. And that's what a lot of people think of when they think of publishing. It's this, I've got to find a publisher. I need to write the book, send it off to a publisher. They'll love it. They'll send me a check, and I'll be a Hay House author, right?
Yeah, it doesn't happen that way.
And it doesn't usually happen. I do have a client, one in particular that comes to mind who that happened. His name's Panache Desai. He's a spiritual teacher. He was featured on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday a few years back and did not have a book. And as a result of that show, lots of agents and publishers came calling, and he did receive a big advance. I know this because I saw his Maserati, And, he was able to have success that way, but that's not the norm. So for most people now, you have a choice of ebook or, your signature book, your printed book. And my recommendation is the first one. Start with an ebook. And there's so many reasons to go that route. One is it's quick. You know, you can write an ebook in a matter of a few weeks. An ebook only doesn't have to be a certain length, but typically 10,000 words. And you know, that's about 40 pages. It's not much, right? Mm-hmm. And an ebook, as I said, can solve a specific problem. So I recommend someone starts with writing an ebook. It's very inexpensive to publish. You're looking at, you can get a great ebook cover done on a gig website like Fiverr.com. Most of my clients are paying $10 for the covers, and they look terrific. If you got to understand design principle a little bit, you do need an editor. That's going to be your biggest expense, and that might cost you around $500 for a very good quality editor to edit your book. You cannot publish something that's not professionally edited. It's going to reflect on your credibility. And that's it. Publishing is free through Amazon Kindle. Marketing can be free if you know what you're doing, or maybe you're going to spend a little bit. I'm talking about a couple of $100. So for well under $1,000, you can publish an ebook quickly. You can leverage that ebook then to start to build your email list, your social media following, and bring more clients into your practice, help you to get speaking engagements, all those things I mentioned off the top of the show. And then have the experience of launching that ebook so that you're then ready to take on a bigger book, perhaps as step two. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's where you would then begin to write your magnum opus, your signature book, which would become the printed book if you wanted to proceed to step two. Or you can just keep repeating step one. Mm-hmm. And I have many clients who just publish ebook after ebook. It turns into a series. And those ebooks can generate income for them and leads for them all day long.
I love that strategy. I think, and I totally agree with you, because I talk to people, I talk to people all the time too that say, oh, I have to find a publisher. I have to do a, book proposal, and I have to do my comps and, all this sort of stuff. And you don't have to start there. And I really like your approach, Jeff, in, start with an ebook because it is easy. And I'm so glad that you said that it should be edited, because that is an important thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great way for people to start. And then it doesn't seem so insurmountable. So then they don't get overwhelmed.
No, absolutely.
So, you talked earlier about, leveraging your book, to build your email list and build your practice or your business. Talk to us a little bit about some of the maybe tips you could share with us on how to do that, or maybe even just how to launch it to begin with.
So those are two different areas. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll touch on some of the ways that you can leverage the book.
Okay.
So first of all, an ebook is so great because it's a digital media that you can put links in the book, and anyone can be on their Kindle or on their app on their computer or their phone or their iPad and click on a link in your book to go anywhere on the internet. And so you could have links that go to your webpage where you have a free gift, an opt-in page, and increase your email list directly from your book. So that would be one example. If you have multiple books, well, then you can link from one book to the other. You just click, if you enjoy this book, here's my other books, and then you link them to your Amazon page. Or if you have a product or a program or a course or something like that, you can have links within your book that go to those places. So that's number one, is put links in your book that can bring people into your world. The second one is, and this relates to your second part of your question about launching your book, is I always recommend to my clients that they offer a really valuable bonus when they launch the book, so that when people come to buy the book, they don't just go to Amazon first or Barnes and Noble or wherever and order that book, but they go to a special web page that you set up that offers a gift with purchase. I'm sure you've seen this. Mm-hmm. this before, right? A bonus. It could be a one item. It could be a whole lot of different items. So, you know, a swag bag full of digital products that people could receive, or perhaps it's a free consultation or an online course that you've created. But give away something of great value, 10 times the value of the book, of the price of the book, when they purchase your book. And that can be a terrific way to build your email list, because they're going to have to give you their email address in order to receive the bonus. Mm-hmm. So that's number two. The third way to leverage your book is to give away your ebook when you speak. And I'll be giving away a copy of one of mine at the end of the show today. So you'll be able to see how this works. But it's very simple. So if you're speaking on a podcast, on a summit, even if you're speaking at live events or, you know, a radio show, anything like that, give away a copy of your ebook. And you know, I remember once doing an interview with a woman to an author group, and gave away a copy of one of my ebooks called Enlightened Bestseller. We had 3,000 people download that ebook. Oh, wow. Off that one talk, you know, and then a small number of those people came into a high-end program that we offered through a link in the book. That program was $8,000. So we generated $16,000 for sure out of that one interview, as well as adding 3,000 people to our email list. So giving away your ebook when you speak is a terrific thing to do. It's hard to give away a physical book when you speak unless you're at a physical live event. So another reason for ebooks. And then the fourth way to leverage your ebook to build your list and your platform and your business is to leverage Amazon's 5-day free promotion. Some people may not be aware of this, but if you publish with Amazon exclusively your ebook, they let you give it away for free for 5 days out of every 90-day period. And this is incredibly valuable for an author. Even though you're not earning any royalty income, you'll get a massive number of downloads of your book. One of my clients recently did this promotion for his relationship book and had 3,000 downloads in 5 days. And a lot of those people have gone through to his email list. Mm. So, you know, leveraging tools that Amazon has for you is just a great strategy. And that in turn juices up Amazon's algorithm, which means that Amazon will show your book more often to people who are browsing on Amazon if it's had a lot of downloads, even if they're free downloads. So those are the four tips: putting links in your book, giving away a bonus when someone orders your book, giving away your ebook when you speak, and using Kindle's 5-day free promotion to build your email list and downloads.
Oh, those are great tips, and makes it so, you know, so many people think, and I don't know if you hear this from people, I mean, they think they write their book and they're done. Mm. And really, when you write your book and you finish it, you're just beginning.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah, I have a blog post at my website that it's called "If You Write It, They Will Come." And you know the Field of Dreams movie, and Ray hears the voice that says, "If you build it, they will come." Well, it's not like that with a book. Right. If you write it, they won't come. So, you know, one of the principles that I teach people is that writing and marketing or platform building is sometimes called are parallel processes. They're things that you do at the same time. You don't write the book first and then to think about how you're going to market it. You need to be doing that, that marketing at the same time as you're writing. Nice. And then leveraging the book to build your platform once it comes out.
Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jeff, because I was just going to ask that, you know, not wait until your book is done. Yeah. And some people do that, you know, but you can get so much buzz going about your book and maybe opinions on the cover and all this sort of stuff that gets people excited and interested, and you can engage them ahead of time.
Absolutely.
And then you've got, you know, more sales. Another thing that I've heard, and I honestly don't even know who said this, but it's something like this. It's like, and you probably heard this too. A good author writes a book that they want, and then they try to sell it. Mm-hmm. A best-selling author finds out first what people want, mm-hmm. then writes the book to right. meet that need, and then half the selling is done.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And that really comes back to that point earlier about solving a problem for people. It's mm-hmm. it's understanding what it is that, you know, why do people come to you? If you're a holistic practitioner and you have clients coming to you, if you can be really clear on what it is that they're coming to you for, then write a book about that, and that's it, you know. And maybe there's a series of them if they're coming to you for a few different things.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about so many awesome things today, and this is such valuable information for entrepreneurs out there, because it is the business card of tomorrow. But I know that people are busy and their brains are probably full of stuff already today. So if they could remember just one thing from our conversation today, what do you think is the most important thing for them to take away?
I think, well, I'm going to sneak in two. They're
okay,
related.
That's fine. You hear
right? The first one is that if you're an expert or have specialized knowledge, that you need to write a book. You need to boost your credibility and to build your practice. And that the best way to get started on that process is by starting with an ebook first rather than a printed book. Mm-hmm.
So true. So true. Well, I know that people are going to want more of you, Jeff. They're going to want to know how they can work with you, how you can help them with their book, and all the stuff that you do. So share with us how people can get more of Jeff Affleck.
Sure. Thank you. Probably the easiest thing to do is to visit my website, which is jeffaffleck.com. And that's G-E-O-F-F. That's the correct way to spell Jeff. G-E-O-F-F and then Affleck.com. So there are some free resources available there. And we're also going to offer, I'd love to offer everyone a free download today as well.
Oh, thank you. That's so generous of you. And I'll put the links to that on the show page. So those of you listening can just, you know, go scroll down to the show page and the link should be there for you to just click on.
Yeah, great. And it's going to be a PDF ebook that you can download. It's called 5 Things Every First Time Author Needs to Know.
Yeah. Love it. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time, because I know you're a busy person. So thank you so much for taking time to share your wisdom and your expertise with all of us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Oh, thanks so much, Bonnie.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.